I had a grammar instructor at the University of Toronto who enjoyed saying, "Grammar is sexy." She wrote it on the blackboard. She repeated it during our lessons. She even incorporated it into a midterm. Now, I won't lie to you. At the time, the sentence provoked quite a few chuckles, accompanied naturally by those customary eye rolls. We all thought that the repetition of the sentence was her way of injecting some humor into an otherwise dense and dry subject. Nothing more, nothing less. As it turns out, the instructor may have been on to something before real evidence emerged to support it. Let's fast forward 4 years. A few days ago, some evidence seems to have materialized to uphold the idea that good grammar has erotic characteristics. On April 24th, a dating app released a survey with information suggesting that singles are turned off by bad grammar. Yes, you heard that correctly. Bad grammar is off-putting on a date. In fact, the survey revealed that singles are more turned off by bad grammar than bad sex. The U.S. study, which surveyed 2,000 single persons over the age of 18, showed that 58% of respondents said that subpar grammar was worse than having a less than satisfying sexual encounter with a partner. The survey, albeit only a limited snapshot of the mindset of adults, indicates that even in this age of instant messaging and texting, correctly constructed communication is still very powerful. Although the survey does not offer academic insight into the intricacies of the subject that makes grammar sexy, the sexiness seems to be associated with performance. What I mean is that good grammar gives individuals an edge. It strengthens communication and conversation skills. Improved conversation, in turn, makes social interaction less awkward. It cuts down on embarrassing silences and on breakdowns in communication. It helps a person sound reasonably intelligent on that all-important first dinner date. Although what I'm about to conclude from the study runs the risk of sounding too simplistic, it seems to me that the study points to the real possibility that good grammar has the power to be sexier than sex itself. Who would have thought that knowing how to use your parts of speech correctly might stimulate sexual chemistry and compatibility? Young adults seeking to improve their knowledge of English grammar can turn to authors like Betty Azar, Michael Swan, and Keith Folsey. Their books are full of sexy and sought-after advice. Happy learning, everyone. And most of all, happy dating.